celebrate the memorial of St. Isaac Jogues, St. John de Brebeuf, and companion martyrs who were French missionaries in the 1600s, and they died as martyrs in Canada or in the northern part of New York. And they died in the 1640s, from 1642 to 1649, these martyrs died. St. Isaac Jogues, I believe, was the first to die, and he really longed to come to America to convert the Indians, to suffer for them, and to bring them to the beauty of our faith, and to give them the hope of Christianity, the joy of Christianity, and to free them from Satan, who was really had a hold on them, and their life of cruelty and debauchery, and the disordered life that they lived, to give them the ordered life of Christianity and faith and joy that we have, and to bring them the love of Jesus Christ to them. And so this motivated him, and really he was filled with this charity that drove him to be willing to sacrifice his life in the hardships of northern America, where they had to suffer the cold and suffer the mosquitoes and the food that was unpalatable. They lived on only pretty much mashed corn, and to live in the midst of the depraved life of the Indians that they had to tolerate for long periods of time until they could instill the faith into them and establish the practice of virtue, which they weren't able to fully do, even by that's what they offered their lives up for, to help them. But St. Isaac Jogues had this real longing and desire to come and sacrifice himself for them. And so when he finally came to the soil of Canada, he was filled with joy. And it was like a heaven for him to just be on the soil of Canada to bring the faith to the people. And then when he finally saw the Indians, he was again filled with joy that this was the people that God wanted him to come and save and help. And so he ministered among them. Took him a while to learn the language and ministered among the Huron Indians, who were the only Indian tribe at that time that accepted the Jesuits. So he lived among them, and then was finally caught by the enemies of the Hurons, the Iroquois Indians, who tortured him very, very brutally, and chewed off his fingers and cut off one of his thumbs and stabbed and beat him mercilessly. And he endured this and still survived, and was taken as a prisoner, as a slave, and made to live among them as a slave, and they treated him like a dog. And yet he tolerated all of that and didn't even try to escape, because he wanted to stay among them and minister to the captive Indians who would be tortured and put to death, their enemies, and so he could baptize them and save them at the final moments of their life. That's what kept him a slave among them. He didn't try to escape until he finally realized that at one point he was not allowed to baptize and speak to the prisoners, and so then he was convinced that it was the right time for him to escape. So he did it. He was able to escape and went back to France and was treated like a sensation and a hero in the country. And this was, you know, it was even brought to the court of the queen, and she kissed his mangled hands. And this was more of a torture, says the biographer, than the torture of the Indians to have this attention. And so he still longed to come back to Canada to minister to the Indians and bring the faith. And he was given permission to come back. And he came back, and it was because he knew the language of the Indians, he was He was as a diplomat to the Iroquois Indians, but finally was captured by them and then tomahawked in the head and died a martyr in that way, this great sacrificial life for the Indians. St. John de Brebeuf was very similar. He was really the pioneer of the missions there. He stayed the longest in the mission there in Canada, and he was a very big man, very tall and strong, and he was called by the Indians Echon, which meant the man who carries the load. And he was loved by them for that too, because he was not a burden to them. He carried his load and helped them to row the boats and to do the work that made it easier for them. But he was like a father to them, and he finally won their hearts after he learned the language and did so many good things for the people, teaching them the faith and teaching them also to defend themselves and to build palisades and square fortresses that would help them to better defend themselves against their Iroquois enemies. And he was able to establish a mission there and to teach them the faith and to prepare them for the worst that may come among them. And so the Iroquois did eventually come and overtake them and came into the mission and attacked the people. And St. John refused to leave. He wanted to minister, to be there to the end, to be with the sick, and told everyone else to leave and save their lives. But he stayed, and so the Iroquois Indians caught him and tied him to a stake and stabbed him and tortured him and finally carved out his heart and wanted to eat his heart because he was such a brave man. He suffered all the tortures and just said, "Jesus, have mercy. Jesus, have mercy," and set the example for the other Jesuit martyrs who did the same at their deaths. And the other companion martyrs were heroic in the same way, sacrificing themselves and found this great prize of martyrdom as well. And we look at their lives of sacrifice for these people, charity that drove them to sacrifice themselves and to offer up all their sufferings for the conversion of these poor barbarians. And so let us too have that spirit of sacrifice for our neighbor, to be willing to sacrifice and suffer and to pray for the conversion of our pagans in our midst. Praise be Jesus and Mary.